top of Chaf Amud Aleph. So it says, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi Sofer, Sefer Torah Tzoros Lasos Mechitza Asara. If you have a Sefer Torah in a person's house, you should have a Mechitza that is 10 Tfachim tall, or else one should not be together with his wife. Marzutra Iglebe Ravashi, Marzutra came to the house of Rav, to the base manager of Ravashi, Chazal Leduchti to Marbar Ravashi, Nemanoch Beis Sefer Torah, Avalei Mechitza Asara. He saw that the area of Marbar Ravashi, where he used to live, he had a Sefer Torah sitting there, and he made a Mechitza that was 10 Tfachim Amar. Like, come on, Rabbi Shimon Levi? What is this like? This is like Rabbi Shimon Levi? Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi to Leslei Beis Achrina. The only time the Rabbi Shimon Levi said that is he didn't have another place to put a Sefer Torah. You have another place to put the Sefer Torah. What are you putting in your house for? I didn't realize, or I don't hold that way. I didn't realize that I could have done that. Two dots. You got to have 4 amos away from all of this stuff from the Torah. That's only if it's behind you. But if it's in front of you, if the Torah is in front of you, and if you stay as far away as you can, as we said before, as far as the eye can see. So to for tefillah, you should not be able to see the Torah whatsoever. That can't be. A person can stand opposite a bathroom and still daven. How come it's going to be a kisa shembo tsoa? Yeah, that's a bathroom that doesn't have tsoa. But tsoa, you can't be able to see it at all. You wouldn't be able to see it at all. Any? No, Rav Yosef Bar Chanina says if it's a bathroom, even though there's no tsoa. Beis Amerchat Shomer Afal Pi Shembo Adam. A Beis Amerchat, when they say that you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema, it's even though there's no people inside there. So it doesn't matter if there's tsoa out of the How come it's going to be chadati? You're right. You're talking about a brand new bathroom. And this is the kasha that Ravina had. If you set up a bathroom, right, but you haven't gone to the bathroom here yet, does that count as hazmana or not? But ki kam yibayla Ravina, let me come a little sulibi gave. And Ravina was asking, So that was the kasha of Ravina. Ravina asked that or not. So over here we're telling you that it's totally mutter. So he said, ki kam yibayla Ravina, let me come a little sulibi gave. Ravina's kasha was whether or not you could stand inside there to daven, because technically it's a bathroom. You set it up to be a bathroom, but you haven't really done anything there or not. He wasn't sure whether you could do aval kenegdo lo, right? But opposite that bathroom, for sure, that's not his kasha. That was mutter, and that's what we're saying over here, that you could stand opposite a basic kisa mispalo. It's a brand new bathroom that has not been used yet. That was the same in Rav Chisda. But once it is a bathroom, whether it has tsoa or not, you cannot daven opposite it. You can't have it right there in front of your sights when you're davening. Okay. Amarava, hani bati kisa de parsoi. There are Persian bathrooms. Afakav di isbuto, even there's a tsoa, kis stumin dummy. They're totally closed off, and therefore, like our bathrooms nowadays, it should be mutter to daven with that in front of you. Not in that bathroom, but opposite that bathroom. If you see it in front of you, that should still be mutter because they're not as dirty as they could have been. Mishnah. Zav shura kerivin nida shapalto shechazer v'mashmesh shuras nida. We mentioned these three cases before. If a person who's a zav then sees keri, a nida then is polite, she gets rid of some of the shechva zera that was in her when she was together with her husband. And somebody who's together with her husband who then sees nida, all of them tzrichin tefillah. You need tefillah even for those little things, even though she has to wait for 7 days anyway because of zav or nida, whatever it is. But you should go to the mikvah for the keri, for the shechva zera that comes out. You should do a second tefillah for that. Rabbi Yehuda opposed. Rabbi Yehuda says you're pater, meaning there's no need to go. Right, that's the idea behind it. So the Gemara says, "Ibaylu bal keri shura ziva le Rabbi Yehuda mahu." If a bal keri then sees ziva, well, then what's the halacha? Because we have Zav Shara Akari. He's a guy who's already in a 7-day tumah, and then sees Kari. Rabbi Yehuda says he's Potter. Let's say he was a Baal Kari, so he has to go to the mikvah, but then he sees Ziva that very day. Rabbi Yehuda, should he go to the mikvah for Kari or not? Kipat Rabbi Yehuda Hasan B'Zav Shara Kari. When Rabbi Yehuda says you're Potter, that's a Zav that saw Kari to make or Labar Tevila, who originally he can't go to the mikvah yet because he got to wait for the 7 days of Ziva. Ava Baal Kari Shara Ziva, but a Baal Kari who saw Ziva to make or Labar Tevila, who he's got to go to the mikvah for Baal Kari and then sees Ziva, who to Machai. Maybe he says you're Chai, Vodum Loshon, maybe there's no difference since you can't become fully tahor, don't become partway tahor anyway. Tashma, Hamashmas Rasanita Tzricha Tvila, Rabbi Yehuda Poter. It says somebody who was together with his wife and then saw Nida, meaning he has to go to the mikvah that day, and then she saw Nida, then she has to go to the mikvah that day, and then she saw Nida, she's got to wait 7 days, she needs to see the Rabbi Yehuda says she's Pater. Hava Meshmesh is Rosa Nida, Kabal Keri Shura Ziva Dami. A person who's together with her husband and then sees Nida is like a Bal Keri who then saw Ziva. Their 7 days comes later. The Kabat Rabbi Yehuda says you're Pater, Shmamina. So Rabbi Yehuda says don't go to the mikvah until you can become fully Tahor. Tani Rabbi Yehuda says straight out, Bal Keri Shura Ziva Tzarek Tvila, Rabbi Yehuda opposed. Rabbi Yehuda says Pater in such a case. That's the end of the third parak. Fourth parak. Tefillah shachar chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Dala shows. Shacharis can be davened until midday. Rabbi Yehuda says until the fourth hour of the day. Tefillah semichada erev. Rabbi Yehuda Omer plaga mincha. Mincha can be davened until the evening time. Right. We'll see what that means. Rabbi Yehuda says up until plaga mincha. We'll see what that means. Tefillah erev in la keva. Mariv can be done. There's no set times. It can be done all night long. Shemusaf and kol yom. The musaf can be done all day long. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Zayin shows. Rabbi Yehuda says you have musaf until the seventh hour of the day. Raminu. We say in the Gemara there's a stira. shacharis should be done by sunrise. So you have samach gula tefillah. You could do gula, which is shema, right before sunrise, and then tefillah by sunrise, and it was all yom. You're davening during the day, so you don't have 3 hours in the day, 4 hours in the day, or chatzos. You have until vasikin. Kitani la vasikin. That's only for the special people. And riocha vasikin are you governors on yenetzacham and kuli amar chatzos. The real good people, they finished it by yenetzacham by sunrise. They finished shema by sunrise. Everybody else, they can daven shmona esrei by chatzos. Vesulo. Wait a second. You can't daven shacharis after chatzos. Vomer Rav Mari Barita Rav Huna Barita Rav Miyehem Rav Rabba. Rav Barita Rav son Rav Huna son Rav Mari said in the name of Rav Yochanan. Tov lo isbala arvis misbala shach. If you made a mistake and you didn't daven Mariv, you can daven two shacharis. Shacharis misalul mincha shayim. If you miss shacharis, you can daven mincha twice. What do we see? You can daven mincha twice, which means you can make up shacharis in the afternoon. Kuli yom amasvil alzil. Right. So here's the deal. All day long, you're right, you could daven shacharis. At chatzos, you have a schar tefillah bizmana. If you daven before chatzos, and you get schar tefillah bizmana. Mikame elach, if you daven later, schar tefillah yavilei. They give you schar tefillah because you did daven shacharis, but schar tefillah bizmana yavilei. They're not going to give you schar tefillah bizmana. So therefore, you only have until chatzos. Afterward, you still get schar tefillah, but not anything else. Iboilu. Tovalu spalam minchal ayishav sal avris beis. Look, if you miss marav, you can daven two chakras. If you miss shacharis, you can daven two minchas. But if you miss mincha, can you daven two marav? If you made a mistake, you didn't have marv, you could have in two chakras, is because it's the same day. Because evening and then morning, it's the same day. But here, this tefillah is in place of a korban. Tefillah's mincha is for the Tamashol Bein Arabayim. As soon as the day is over, it's too late. You can't bring the korban anymore. And therefore, you can't daven mincha afterward. If you miss mincha, it's gone. Or maybe, because davening is still racham, and kolim is the boy matzav also. Maybe you could daven whenever you want, and you can make it up by marav. Toshmat, Amrav Huna Bar Yehuda, Amrav Bar Yehuda, Amrav Yitzchak, Amrav Yochanan. Tovelu isbal mincha, isbal arvis beis. If you didn't daven mincha, you could daven marav twice. It's not an issue of the day being over, so the korban is gone. Hold on a second. We have a brisa that says that it's a mess up that you can't fix and something missing that you can never count. It's something that's messed up that you can't fix up. The Mishnah in Chagiga says that somebody used Mavatal Kriyashma at night or Kriyashma in the morning. If you miss those, you can never make it up. Tefillah of Mariv and Tefillah of Shacharis. If you miss those, you can never make it up. Something that's missing that you can't count is Hashemanu Chavir Lidvar Mitzvah Lonim Naimoyim. If all of your friends are counted for a Devar Mitzvah and you're not being counted with them, right? That's something like that. But here, we're seeing if you miss Tefillah of Mariv or Tefillah of Shacharis, you can't make it up. Yeah, you can't make it up if you were Mevatel at Bemezid, if you did it on purpose. But if you did by accident, then you can make it up. I have a diak for that, because the mission over there says, etc. If you did it on purpose, that's when you can never make it up. And that's when it's called a Muvuzul Yuchalitkon. But if it's if you made a mistake, then you definitely could make it up, and there's no problem with it whatsoever. Shmamina, and that's how we pass them. We got the two dots, and we're up to Chav Vav Lebeis. Tan Rabbanu, we have a brisa. Tovelu Yisbal Mincha Be'erev Shabbos, Misal Velo Shabbos Shnayim. If you made a mistake and you daven Mincha on Friday, you daven on the night of Shabbos two Shmon Esreis, right? And the two Shmon Esreis of Shabbos Shmon Esreis. Tovelu Yisbal Mincha Be'Shabbos. If you made a mistake and you didn't daven Mincha on Shabbos day, Misal Motzei Shabbos Shnayim Shochol. You can daven two Marivs of weekdays on Motzei Shabbos. Malvav Rishonavino Malvav Shniyah. You should make Havdalah in the first one because that's the actual Mariv. You don't make Havdalah in the second one because that's the makeup for Mincha. If you made Havdalah by the second one and you didn't make Havdalah in the first one, Shnia also lo, your second one counts as your Mariv. Rishona lo also lo, your first one doesn't count as a Mariv. That sounds like since you didn't make Havdalah in the first one, it's like you didn't daven at all and therefore you have to do it again. But Amina, we have a stira. If you didn't mention Mashu Rachamir de Geshem, or St. Talmud to Livracha Machzirnos, then you got to repeat your Shmon Esrei. Havdalah v'chonin adasi Machzirnos. But if you forget Havdalah, you don't have to repeat it. You say it on Kiddush later, on Havdalah later. So why over here would you have to repeat it if you miss it in the first Shmona Esrei? Who cares if you missed it? Kasha. So the Gemara says Kasha. Tosfos answers the Kasha. It's kind of obvious, right, that because your first one is your Mariv and your second one is your Mincha. If you say Havdalah in your second one, that's proving that you want that to be your Mariv. If that's your Mariv, you got to daven Mincha afterward, and that's why you have to repeat. Says the Gemara, Itma, Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Amar Tefilos Avos Tiknum. So Rabbi Yosef Chanina says that Tefilos were made by the Avos, and it's based on Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Amar Tefilos Keneged Tamidim Tiknum. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says, no, they're Keneged the Korbanos. Tanakh was Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Tanakh was Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, we have a brisa like both of them. Tanakh was Rabbi Yosef Chanina, we have a brisa like Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Avram Tikin Tefilos Shacharis, Avram made Tefilos of Shacharis, Namar Yashkan, Rabbok, Rabbi Malkom, Shemad Shom. Avram got up early in the morning to the place where he was standing there right outside of Sodom after a stone was destroyed, and Amida Latefilah, and Amida refers to Tefilos Shemad Yamod, Pinchas Ve'Yifalel, because Pinchas got up there and he davened. Yitzchak Tikin Tefilos Mincha, Yitzchak created the field, Mincha Shemad Yitzchak Lusu Apasar Lufnos Erev, Yitzchak went out to daven in the fields toward the evening when he saw Rivka, The tefillah for a poor person when he enwraps himself in a talis and a kaddish bar in front of a kaddish bar, he pours out his siach. Yaakov tikkun tefillas arvis shnamar v'yivka makom yom shon. Sham. Yaakov made the tefillah marav, as it says, he met up in that place and he slept there. V'mpikiyol the tefillah pikiyol refers to tefillah shemar v'atal tisbalu adam azeh v'altiz v'adam rino tefillah v'altiv kabi. You don't daven for this people. Don't lift up for them any type of singing or tefillah. Altiv kabi, do not daven for me. So in other words, Yaakov made that tefillah marav when he says v'yif kav v'makom, he reached that place of the makom amikdash. Tanik v'zeri shem levi. Now we have a brisa. Levi shem levi. Minima amru tefillah shachar echazos. Why do we say the shachar goes up until the middle of the day? Shorin tamid shel shachar kor v'holich echazos. Because the tamid shel shachar can be brought into the middle of the day. Rabbi Yudah Amar Arba Shos, the reason why you can only do it until the fourth hour, they showing Tamid Shal Shachar Karav Holichar Arba Shos, because the Tamid Shal Shachar can only be brought for 4 hours in a day. Mimran Matzivos Mechad Arav. Why did they say the Mechad can be done only until the evening? Shorei Tamid Shal Ben Arba'in Karav Holichar Arav. Because the Tamid Shal Ben Arba'in, the Tamid of the evening, can be brought up until the evening. Rabbi Yudah Amar Plaga Mincha, you can only go until Plaga Mincha. Shorei Tamid Shal Ben Arba'in Karav Holichar Plaga Mincha. Because the Tamid Shal Ben Arba'in, the Tamid in the evening, can only be brought until Plaga Mincha. We're going to explain what Plaga Mincha is soon. Mimran Matzivos Elavran Kelak In La Keva. Why do we say the Mark can be done all night long? Shorei Yevan Rabbi Tam Shalim Sakal Arav. Because the limbs and the fats that were not consumed earlier in the evening, craven v'holchem kol ayla, could be brought all night long, and that's what Mariv is based on. So we have chakras for the Tamid Shal Shachar, Mincha because of Tamid Shal Ben Arba'in, and Mariv because of the Avarim is Bedarim, and therefore the times of each one of those korbanos or what they brought, that's what we end up hearing. Why does Musaf get to be said all day long? Because the korban Musaf could be brought all day long. Rabbi Yudah Amar Shavu Shos, you only have until the seventh hour. Korban Musaf Korav V'holchad Shavu Shos, because the korban Musaf could only be brought until the seventh hour. Ve'ezu Mincha Gedola. Says the Gemara, what is this Mincha Gedola that we talk of? So we say Mishishol Sol Mechzol Lamalo. The earliest time to daven Mincha, which is Mincha Gedola, is 6.5 hours in the day and on. Bezu Mincha Ketana. What's Mincha Ketana? What's the best time to daven Mincha? The smaller version of Mincha. Mishishol Sol Mechzol Lamalo. From 9.5 hours and on. 9.5 hours into the day and on. In a regular day with 6 a.m. is sunrise and 6 p.m. is sunset, that would be 3:30. That would be Mincha Ketana. Iboilu. Rabbi Yehuda Plag Mincha Kama Kamar or Plag Mincha Akrona Kamar? When Rabbi Yehuda says Plag Mincha, what does he mean by Plag? Is he referring to Plag Mincha from Mincha Gedola until Shkia? So you take the entire time from Mincha Gedola, which would be 12:30 according to Rav Cheshbon, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., up until 6 p.m. That's 5.5 hours. You divide it. That's Plag Mincha. You divide 5.5 hours. Well, that becomes 2 hours and 3 quarters. And you take 2 hours and 3 quarters before 6, so it ended up being that 4:15. That's Plag Mincha Kama Kamar. So is it 4:15? That's the time the Rav Yehuda says you can daven Mincha until? Oh, Plag Mincha Chrona Kamar. Or maybe he's going from 9.5 hours until 12, until 9.5 hours is 3:30 until 6, right? So 9.5 hours until that, from 9.5 until 12 is altogether 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours divided by two would be 1 hour and a quarter. So it's 1 hour and a quarter before 6, so it'd be 4:45. So is it 4:15 Plag Mincha Kama, or is it 4:45 Plag Mincha Chrona Kamar? What does Rabbi Yehuda say? When are you allowed to daven Mincha until 4:15 or 4:45? Tashma, the Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer Plag Mincha Chrona Kamar. We're talking about the later one, 4:45. Yud Alav Shos Chasa Raviya. It is 10 hours and 3 quarters. That's 4:45. Name it. Tiyavatu Divid Rabbi Yosef Rechinina. Maybe that's a Tiyavatu Rabbi Yosef Rechinina. Why doesn't that knock out Rabbi Yosef Rechinina? Because Rabbi Yosef Rechinina is saying it's from Yechin Yaakov, etc. No. Really, the Avos made the Tefillos. Asmachin Rabbanan or Korbanos. But the Rabbanan were Samach them for the times based on Korbanos. Because if you don't say that, who made Musaf according to Rabbi Yisrael Chaniya? There's no Av for it. Al Tefillos Avos Tiknum, it must be the Avos made them. Asmachin Rabbanan or Korbanos. And the Rabbanan were Masvach them or Korbanos. So you know what time to be able to bring them. The Hasidim say the Musaf was made by Yosef Atzarek. Yosef Atzarek was Musaf. That's why it's only a chiv on Yomim Tovim, because he never was a full Av. Rabbi Yehuda Ma'ad Arba shows you have until the fourth hour of the day. So now, let's explain Rabbi Yehuda. Yiboilu, Adva Ad Bechlau, Ol Duma Avelo Abechlau. You have until the fourth hour, or until and including the fourth hour. What do you have? Toshma Rabbi Yehuda Ma'ad Plaga Mincha. Rabbi Yehuda says you have until Plaga Mincha. Yomatu Bishma Ad Velo Ad Bechlau. If you're going to say it's Ad, but not including, so Hanadika Rin Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, that makes sense, because Rabbi Yehuda says you go until Plaga Mincha, not including Plaga Mincha. And the Rabbanan say you have until Shkia. Eliyamata Ad Bechlau, but if you're going to say Ad is Ad Bechlau, it includes everything. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, then Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan are agreeing, because Rabbi Yehuda is saying until Plaga Mincha, including Plaga Mincha, which means up until Shkia, and the Rabbanan is saying you can daven Mincha up until Shkia. So there's no argument between them. Elamai Ad v'lo ad b'chal, then it must be that it's ad v'lo ad b'chal. The ad is not including anything. To aim a safe, look at the end. Shal Musaf and Kol Yom. Musaf can be done all day long. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad Sheva Shalos. Rabbi Yehuda says, only until the seventh hour. Now, Tanya, we have a price. Hayu l'fram shei tefilos. Let's say you have two tefilos that you have to daven. Ach Shal Musaf, Ach Shal Mincha. One is Musaf, one is Mincha. Mispalo Shal Mincha, you should daven the Mincha one first. Ach Shal Musaf, and then after daven Musaf, Shizu Tidir v'zine and Tidira. Because Mincha is more Tadir, you do it every day. Musaf is only once in a while. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mispalo Shal Musaf, Ach Shal Mincha. Daven Musaf, and then Mincha. Why? Shizu Overis. Musaf, you only have have until the end of the seventh hour, Vizuino Averis. And this Mincha is not Averis because you have the rest of the day. So Daven Musa first and then Mincha, so you don't miss out on it. Yamar Tu Bishwa Adba Adbichlal, if you're going to say the Adba Adbichlal, that everything is included. Well, then it makes a lot of sense. You'll find the two tefillos at the same time because Ad Bad Bechal, you have until the seventh hour, including the seventh hour. Mincha starts at 12:30, and Musaf is up until 1 p.m. That makes sense. But if you say that you can only daven Musaf until the seventh hour, not including the seventh hour, that means it's until 12. 12. You can't have a mincha until 12:30. How could you have Musaf and Mincha at the same time? You can't start Mincha until 12:30. You're done with Musaf by 12. And as soon as the time for Mincha comes, it's already gone for Musaf. So it must be Ad Bechal. Am I Ad Bad Bechal? Kasha Reisha, but then you got a problem with the Reisha. Ma'ika Ben Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan about Mariv. What's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan regarding Mariv? You said Ad Plaga Mincha. It's Ad Plaga Mincha, including Plaga Mincha. That means until Shkia. So Misavar to hide Plaga Mincha, Plaga Chrona Kamar, Plaga Rishona Kamar. Here's what Rabbi Yehuda means. He means Ad Plaga Mincha means up until the first plug, including the first plug, meaning up until 4:15, including 4:15, up until 4:45, the plug Mincha Ketana. Valki Kamar, Emas Nafik Plaga Rishona Va'ayo Plaga Chrona. When does the first plug end and the second plug begin? Mikinafki Yudal Shels Chaz Revia. When it's 10 and 3/4 hours into the day at 4:45. And you can daven Mincha up until 4:45, right? And the Rabbanan hold up until Shkia itself. We'll stop right there. We're about 15 lines down in Chav Zayin Amid Aleph.